Because yoga, like, I think people can disagree, obviously. And I think people will disagree. But yoga is a religion. It's also a cosmology. It is also a methodology. It is also a goal. It is also a process. It is also a recognition, you know, and it's hard to encapsulate and distillate all of those things into like 60 minutes where movement actually needs to be the number one thing that people do so they don't complain about spending $20 for that hour.
Nice.
It's
No,
like
it's
a
fun. It's
yes
fun.
and yes and yes and yes and, but then we capitalize it, we put a money value on it, and so then people are like, well, I need to get my dollar's worth out of this. And it's like, how do you take all of this cosmology, mythology, meditation, this sacred, in-depth spiritual work, and also like the work of moving your body, and you know, have someone go out of it feeling like, yeah, I got my money's worth out of that. Or like, I wish we could shift the paradigm and like, you know, I mean, some people have done this with like donation-based stuff where they're like, just make a donation. But also, we're yoga teachers and we need to eat food and pay for the homes that we live in and pay for our yoga insurance and pay for our clothing and, you know, our
Well, back in the day,
certifications, our
like,
continuing education, like we, like it's like, it's such a tricky, there's no answer, but it's a tricky question. You're getting me all
I
riled
have
up.
no shame. No, I feel that. I have no shame around charging anymore. Like, I used to feel really convoluted and weird about it. And people will make you feel weird about it. People will come in here and assume that they don't need to pay me and that they can say that they're going to pay me later. And maybe they will, maybe they won't, but who cares? Because it's yoga and it's supposed to be a gift that's free for the betterment of humanity. No. Like, first off, yes, but no. It's a transaction. Even like way back in the day when it was the ascetic mindset, like those people who went to the hilltop and they were in their undies meditating 365 days a year, if they had a student come and find them, that student paid them. Like, sure, not in dollar bills, not in rupees, but in food, in chores. Like,
It was gratitude, you know.
there's an exchange that must happen. And I fully accept that we live in a world where that exchange is monetary. Like I'm okay with that, like because I need to receive as much as I need to give. And when I don't, when it's one-sided, I get really angry, I get resentful, the work suffers because I'm not doing it because I'm just trying to get through it. So it's like I believe that the exchange is necessary in some way, shape, or form. And then, like, you know, when you have kind of solid boundaries around that exchange, there's so much space to do things that, like, donation-based to work. Because there are a few people I work with at no cost and at 25% and at 50% cost. But I am really comfortable doing those things because, one, those people show up. And two, because I have harder boundaries with the people who don't ask for those things or who I know can afford it or who aren't suffering from systemic oppression, that I believe that I have enough space in my life to do that. Like I'm still earning enough to take care of my family and take care of me. So I like that's been an interesting and like new development in the last few years, but I really believe in the requirement of the transaction for student and teacher in any realm, not just here in yoga.